The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Now we've got intern Laura with Pardon the Gadfly.
Thanks, Mike. So first question. Today, Fordham released a paper by Mark Schneider which asks, has the accountability era run its course? Well, has it?
Well, what he does, he looks at the NAEP scores over the last 20 years, the National Assessment of Educational Progress. Mark used to oversee that program when he was the commissioner for the National Center on Education Statistics. We used to call him Stat Stud back then, and I will call him that again today. He is a stat stud. And what he shows is that leading states like Texas, who first embraced consequential accountability back in the 90s, testing and accountability, saw a one-time big spike in their math scores, and then over time it eventually plateaued. It has not fallen back down to where it was before, but it has not continued to advance. You now seem to see the same pattern happening nationally, and the argument is perhaps the rise of consequential accountability did have this big impact, but it does not lead to continued improvement over time.
So I guess the question there is, the Texas results, they spiked when in early 90s, I'm assuming, or shortly thereafter.
Not so much a spike. I mean, they went up dramatically and then they stayed up.
Sorry.
Right.
And then they've plateaued since then. I mean, that's including, you know, that's given the last few years of increased immigrant migration into Texas and an increased Hispanic population who presumably comes with more ELLs and things like that. So, I mean, if you're at minimum hitting a baseline there, if the accountability is creating at least that you know, safety net, so to speak, then, yep. I mean, that's a positive.
No, that's right. And he is able to look at this at different achievement levels to tease a little bit of this out. So it's not just looking at averages. And it's true, demographics in states and certainly nationally have changed quite a bit over the last 20 years. But still, it seems to be pretty compelling evidence that the accountability impact is fading out. Now, you could argue this in lots of different ways. One is that policymakers have been less focused on accountability lately. The No Child Left Behind has become a bit of a joke. Nobody pays attention to the AYP ratings anymore because they've lost credibility. States haven't been pushing the accelerator on that themselves, again, in part because of No Child Left Behind. So you could say, look, a renewed focus on accountability done right, maybe you could get another bounce. But look, I think that what we see on the horizon are some other reforms that are more likely to take us to the next level. Teacher accountability. You know, it was always kind of vague. What does it mean to hold a school accountable? Unless you close the school, which we've been unwilling to do in most cases, then what? But saying that we're going to fire teachers if they don't improve test scores, that's much more direct. And there's a real effort to make that more feasible with teacher evaluations and the like. And then the Common Core. You know, if some states do a good job implementing the Common Core and actually raise the bar in terms of instruction, that should show up in some improved achievement.
So I have this theory that it's maybe not just that it's the accountability. It was accountability as, you know, for accountability's sake that caused the bump in student achievement. And then, you know, maybe this teacher accountability or teacher evaluations and Common Core and things, but just that it's something new. It's, you know, it's a kickstart to the system. And so any, you know, brand new big initiative, you'll see. And, you know, maybe we just need every 6 or 7 years, we just need another kick in the pants and whatever that kick in the pants might be.
Right. And hopefully that's a kick in the pants and not spinning wheels.
Right.